And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Get used to saying the Hy-Vee Arena. The grocery store chain announced it signed a deal to put its name on Kansas City's historic Kemper Arena. Hy-Vee has plans to turn the arena into a nearly $40 million sports facility for adults and teens. Kansas City's Kemper Arena opened in 1974 and has hosted many of the big name events, including hockey and basketball games, that came through the city over the years. Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry tomorrow. Kensington Palace announced that Markle asked her future father-in-law to walk her down the aisle at St. George's Chapel, and he accepted. The announcement comes just after the American actress said her father would not be able to attend her wedding and perform the traditional honor because he's recovering from a heart attack.
How actually amazing is that? That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
I know, but I've never gotten over Prince Charles and the way he treated Princess Diana, and so now I feel like I don't like him, and I don't want him to walk her down the aisle because I feel like the whole Camilla Parker Bowles thing. But I'm sure it will be a lovely ceremony.
And most of the people there are happy now that he's happy.
Right. Well, yeah, good for him. No love for me. Riding a five-game losing streak, Royals now welcome the first-place Yankees to town tonight for the start of a three-game series. And a Florida pet owner says his parrot has learned to use Alexa and is driving the family crazy. The African gray Congo parrot named Petra learned to operate Alexa's Echo smart speaker, uses it to turn the lights off and on at all hours in their home. There's a bunch of videos showing Petra operating the virtual assistant.
Alexa, turn off all lights off.
Okay.
Alexa.
That's the parrot.
All lights off. Alexa, all lights off.
There's even one of it saying, Alexa, I love you.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Maybe time for a new pet.
It keeps your birds company. How about that?
But in the middle of the night, can you imagine just everything starting up? That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
What would it be like to have a parrot anyway? It just talks at all hours of the night. You just hear this creepy voice.
Hey, you have an 8-year-old. You know.
Yeah, I pretty much do.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Yeah, we had a lot of greatest showmen in the kids' talent show yesterday at school. A lot of the greatest showmen.
Those kids are impressive. I saw some videos on Facebook with kids playing ukulele, like really good singers.
Yeah,
talking third and fourth graders.
Right.
That's impressive.
Dude, we'll talk about the talent show later, but this kid came out and did comedy. He killed.
Bring him on our show.
Dave Koechner there.
All right now, Jen's impossible question, trying to get the answer to this. This is the number one place where you lose your phone. Where is it?
It was funnier than half the guys I've seen it.
You seriously. I mean, hello, Stanfords. Can you call these kids?
All right, in KCML, we'll start with Robert this morning. What's up, Robert?
Boy, I like this movie theater.
Movie theater, that's a great guess. Not the right answer, though.
All right, thank you.
Yep, all right, buddy. Let's see here. It is Becky and Holden. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
Where are we losing our phone?
Bathroom.
Not the bathroom. No.
Once it comes out of there. KC, here's Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Where do you think?
How about in the car?
It's not the car. But I hate that when it slips down in between the seats and it's in that spot where you can't grab it.
It's that guy, that TV, the insurance commercial.
Yes.
He's like, zzz, zzz, zzz. You can't reach me.
Uh-uh.
I'm under the seat. Sorry.
Not in the car.
816-576-7102. Getting a few more people screened in here.
And in fact, it's not in the house. I will give you that hint. It's not a room in the house. We are not setting it in the refrigerator or leaving it anywhere there.
I gotta say, thank goodness for Find My iPhone now. God, that was the savior. If you knew the places where I lost my phone before, I've done where I put it on top of the car.
Oh, and gone.
Driven away. Casey's in Overland Park. What's up, Casey?
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. Where are we losing our phone?
So I'm going to guess. I've never done it myself, but I've seen a lot of people turn around and go back into the grocery store.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a surprise to me because I don't know. I don't feel like I get my phone out that often at the store. Every once in a while. No, if I'm checking a list or something, but really not that often. But yeah, that's the number one place people are losing their phones.
Isn't that surprising?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got it.
I shop awesome. With it right there in the basket, the little kid thing that comes out. I put the phone right there. I've got the list going.
And that's why they're leaving it there.
Yeah, sure.
Or you set it on the counter when you're swiping your card.
Oh, good point. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
All right, well, that gets you tickets to see Bare Naked Ladies, Better Than Ezra, and KT Tunstall. You'll be at Starlight June 2nd.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right, hold on. Joey's got the info. Does your kid love the self-checkout as much as mine do?
Yes, they always want to do it.
Yeah.
But then it takes 47 years to get through the
whole I've got to hear the whole thing. Hello, welcome to Walmart. Can I scan your items, please? And think. Think. Oh, this one needs a price check. Think.
If you love doing that so much, kid, get a job there, okay? Let's make some money at this.
Right?
Let's use
here,
it.
Let me just ship you off and send you the work, okay?
Get you a little paycheck going for that.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Tomorrow is the day, the royal wedding, the one that we've been waiting for. Little Ed Sheeran there to get you in the mood.
Think Ed Sheeran will be there playing?
Well, I think he'll be there. I don't know if he'll play. So Elton John's going to play, right?
That's
and they
what they're
we
saying.
Had no idea he was doing that.
But we don't know if it's going to be during the ceremony or at the reception.
Or on like some corner somewhere right. in London.
Just hanging out. Just along the way.
Hey, I don't, you know, I'm going to wake up early. I'm excited about this one.
Celebrating birthdays today, country singer George Strait is 66. From Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock, Emmy Award-winning writer and actress Tina Fey is 48. And on Sunday, award-winning singer and actress Cher turns 72. This weekend's royal wedding will be on TV. NBC is going to begin broadcasting from near Windsor Castle Saturday morning at 3:30, then air the ceremony in its entirety. Over 23 million Americans are expected to tune in, which would exceed the number who watched Prince William and Kate Middleton in 2011. It does feel like it's a little bit bigger deal for some reason, and maybe it's just because it's been, you know, a few years and I can't remember. But this seems like a bigger deal than that wedding.
Well, that was a huge deal. Well, maybe because this really means nothing. I mean, right. Like, this is really an inconsequential wedding between two people who
sure.
have a lot more money than we do.
Singer Shawn Mendes says he had an awkward moment when meeting the royal family. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and Mendes said he was nervous about meeting the British royal family when he was asked to perform for Queen Elizabeth II's 90.
I'm in like this backstage area, and I'm standing there waiting to go on stage, and the Queen just walks up next to me, and she's standing there, and I'm like looking at her, and you're not allowed to speak to her unless she speaks to you first. So it was like this very 10 minutes of just awkward silence between me and the Queen. She didn't look at me at all. I looked over a couple times and I was like, I probably shouldn't be looking. It was super weird.
She didn't say anything to you?
Nothing.
Not hi or anything?
No. It's just like, I mean, she does it every year. So I'm like, she's like, oh, here
yeah.
again.
But,
but I don't even know this kid. Yeah.
10 minutes of complete awkward silence with the Queen.
Yeah.
Just standing there.
You know what? I'd give 10 minutes of awkward silence to stand next to the Queen. I don't care.
We will be giving away tickets to see Shawn Mendes at his Sprint Center show. We will give those away at 8:20 this morning. And birthday girl Tina Fey going to be hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend. She was just on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon talking about her love of Alicia Keys, talking about how smooth Alicia Keys is. Tina Fey going to be hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow. Nicki Minaj will be the musical guest. That is your entertainment news for Friday on The Show.
By the way, another celebrity birthday. Happy birthday to our guy, Jamie Bluma.
Ah, former royal Jamie Bluma celebrating.
Saw that come up on Facebook today.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
One man is in custody after a shootout in the lobby of President Trump's golf resort in suburban Miami this morning. Happened about 1:30 a.m. Eastern time at the Trump National Doral Miami Resort. Police say the man was making what they called anti-Trump statements as he fired shots in the lobby. One officer has injuries not related to the gunfire. Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry tomorrow. Kensington Palace announced that Markle asked her future father-in-law to walk her down the aisle at St. George's Chapel, and he accepted. The announcement comes just after the American actress said her father would not be able to attend her wedding and perform the traditional honor because he's recovering from a heart attack. A Swedish mom getting a tattoo of her son's name came up with a quick fix when the artist made a big mistake. She just changed her toddler's name. So this woman, Joanna Sandstrom, said her heart stopped. She thought she was going to faint when she saw the ink on her arm. It had an extra letter, and it read Kelvin instead of Kevin, which is her son's name. But instead of going through the painful and expensive removal process, she thought legally changing her kid's name would be simpler.
We'll go through the painful and expensive court.
Parents have grown to love their son's, quote, unique name, and the boy, who is now 5 years old, likes it too. And Deadpool 2 opens in theaters today. Some early reviews say it's even more bold than the first R-rated movie, which came out in 2016. Critics say Deadpool, played by Ryan Reynolds, will continue to break the fourth wall, participate in crazy action sequences, and push the limits. I loved Deadpool. I'm excited for this one. That's your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Haven't seen it. Are you going to kill me?
Oh, no. It's just really, really good and super offensive in a good way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Watch it.
Joey, you all about Deadpool?
I saw the first one. If you liked the Lego Batman movie, but you wanted a movie a little more, you know, R-rated, I think you'd enjoy that. Plus, I love the fact that Rob Delaney's in it. That's the main reason I want to go see it.
A little more R-rated than the Lego Batman movie. You heard it here first, folks.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Think of that graduation last night wrapped up in an hour 15.
Well done.
Yes.
That's not bad.
I wore pants and everything.
All dressed up.
I had my pants on. I had my good shoes. It was pretty great. It was pretty awesome. Congratulations to our nephew Keegan and all of the Green Valley High School graduates.
You have to check out the graduation video I just posted on the KC1021 Facebook page. It is the greatest ending to a graduation speech ever. The last two words. That's it. Just these two words. So go check that out on our Facebook page.
But you know what I wasn't thinking? I'm sorry, by the way, was that the Green Valley, they were the school that we had in that went to New York to perform
band
at the Macy's Day Parade.
That's right.
And they were talking about that during graduation. I was like, hey, wait a second. We had you guys on.
Yeah, we did. Good for them. Congratulations to all the graduates. Right now, we want to find out how you are hashtag blessed. Maybe you have a graduate. You're finally getting out of the house. Maybe you've got a new baby on the way. Whatever your good news is, weird, good, bad, whatever, just share it. Good news. 816-576-7102.
Anybody here hashtag blessed this morning for any reason?
I'm feeling hashtag blessed. Well, first of all, because we're leaving on vacation a week from today. But I realized, you know how we're taking the show on the road to Orlando this summer?
Yes.
Going to Disney World, taking everybody down there for a week. People only have one more week to book that trip with us.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So if you want to get in on that, suitcaseofdreams.biz mm-hmm. is the website. They are a Liberty, Missouri business, area travel agent, super easy to work with. But we're going to be heading down there July 29th through like August 3rd. If you can go around that time, we would love for you to come down, join our broadcast. You can be on the plane with us. There's going to be a bunch of special perks, things that you wouldn't get to experience down there otherwise, discounted room rates, discounted theme park tickets. So if you want to head down to Orlando with us, the show this summer, check out suitcaseofdreams.biz. I will post that website on the Show with Jen and Truda Facebook page here so you can have all the details.
You got it. That's great. Joey, you hashtag blessed today?
Well, it's not something that's happening, you know, this weekend, but I am hashtag blessed. On Monday, my parents are coming back from Italy and Sicily.
Nice. So, and they've had a good trip.
Oh, yeah. My mom just sent me a picture. She is on the beach.
Oh, do you have family there, or were they just going because it's amazing?
They were just going for fun, and I'm excited for them, and so I'm going to see them Monday, which will be awesome.
Hmm. See, likewise, my parents are getting back from Branson.
Oh,
so I know of what you speak.
It's the exact same place.
You got it.
Oh, already coming in on the text line, my daughter is graduating from preschool today. Hashtag blessed.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are sweet. Hashtag blessed. Self-published my first book nearly a month ago. Headed to Vegas on vacation with my people on Monday. Hashtag blessed.
That's it.
Hashtag blessed. Good
go spin that book advance. There you are.
Yeah. Send us the name of your book. I'll check it out.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I would love to take your calls and hashtag blessed this Friday morning. How are you? Blessed going into the weekend?
816-576-7102. You can text or call from the text line. Pass 3 out of 5 papers in my online world history class. 2 more to go. Hashtag blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag blessed.
9071 texted, I just completed my master's degree. My wife just got a new job. My oldest son just graduated from college. My youngest is graduating from high school. And this June is our 25th anniversary. Hashtag super blessed.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's all lined up for you.
Good night. That sounds like a lot going on. Going on vacation in a week with my family and my mother-in-law to Mexico. That's a nice little trip.
Heck yeah.
816-576-7102. How are you? Hashtag blessed.
Today, my hashtag blessed for today, for this Friday, is that I am down on the scale 12 pounds as of this morning.
And that's been like a week or
something?
It's
just since last Thursday.
Wow.
I literally started taking this stuff last Thursday. Yeah, 12 pounds this morning.
Congratulations.
Special, thank you.
And where is
thank
that place?
You.
What is it?
The Supplement Superstores. There are three in KC.
Okay.
I'm taking the Royal 21 King Weight Loss System. My buddy Jeff out there got me hooked up on this.
And it's called Supplement Superstore?
Supplement Superstore, yeah. Check it out. We're going to be talking about them for a long time. They've teamed up with me. We'll be doing stuff on the blog and our website, talking about them on the air here. But 12 pounds in 1 week.
That's amazing.
I feel great.
You and I both have been doing different diet programs, and we're such nerds. We have gone completely from, we used to come in here and just eat crap and junk and feel terrible, and now we're both like, man, I feel good.
Yeah.
Like I've lost weight.
Jim, would you like a protein shake, Jim? Would you like to make some of my protein shake?
Like, I went swimsuit shopping, and it fit, and I didn't cry in the dressing room. It was amazing.
Well, I've not done that yet, but I am feeling good, so there we go.
Yes, 7769, hashtag blessed, I have coffee. That is reason enough to be blessed.
Yes, yes indeed.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Finding out how you are hashtag blessed, 816-576-7102. From the text line, only $17,000 left on my mortgage. I'll be debt-free by 24 years old. Good for you. Dang.
Hey, Dave Ramsey, come on now.
Seriously, well done. Also from the text line, I have a beautiful wife, two beautiful little boys. That's what makes me hashtag blessed.
Wow, cool. 816-576-7102. Trying to get the calls lined up here. Got some good ones to go.
Joey's running the phones for us this morning. Thank you, producer Joey.
Let's go to Casey in Overland Park. Hey, good morning, Casey. Welcome to the show. How are you hashtag blessed today?
I went to go see The Lion King last night, and it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, incredible.
It does look amazing, yeah. All the costumes and everything.
The costumes were absolutely fantastic. The people that were actually playing the characters in the play just absolutely blew me away. The singing and the harmonizing of all the ensemble was just mind-blowing. And, I mean, the entire performance, I had goosebumps all over, and it was just, it was absolutely amazing.
I've seen a lot of people posting pictures on Facebook going, and everybody just said, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, it is by far one of the best things that I've ever seen. And I'm not going to lie, I even shedded a tear during a part of the performance, and I don't ever do that. It was amazing.
Hey, just for calling and sharing your hashtag blessed, can we bless you even more? You want to go see Poison and Cheap Trick? You want to go see Bare Naked Ladies and Better Than Ezra? Can we give you some tickets?
Absolutely. That would be awesome.
Sure. What show do you want to go to?
Bare Naked Ladies would be fantastic.
All right. Well, we'll get you going then there.
Done. Tickets
My
for
friend.
You.
Yeah. Enjoy that show. Have a great weekend, Casey. And Lion King on right now for at least another week or so.
We got to go to the ballet at the Kauffman Center. They were doing Peter Pan right now, and that was incredible, too.
Oh, cool.
Great shows in Kansas City.
Hey, I saw my kid's talent show yesterday.
Yes.
And there was a kid who was incredible. He was awesome. He did comedy, stand-up comedy.
And it was probably much better than half the comedians coming through town.
It really was. He was fantastic. He's a future David Koechner. It's great.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
A couple of big movies opening up this weekend. First of all, Deadpool 2. Good old foul-mouthed mutant mercenary Wade Wilson brings together a team of fellow mutant rogues to protect a young boy of supernatural abilities.
Sorry I'm late. There was a bunch of handy, capable children stuck in a tree, and I had to, you're right. I was fighting a caped bat. But then we discovered his mom is named Martha, too.
No.
Traffic?
Josh Brolin, Ryan Reynolds. I was a little late to see the first Deadpool, but then once I did, I was like, oh, I really, really like it.
I need to see it. I need to work my way through those.
See that, and then see this one. The other one, on kind of the opposite end of the spectrum, Book Club also opens up this weekend. Four lifelong friends have their lives hilariously changed forever after reading the infamous thriller 50 Shades of Grey in their monthly book club.
This book made me realize that it's been quite a while since we, you know.
As in weeks?
Like maybe six.
6 weeks?
Months.
Oh my God, I thought you guys were like rabbits.
We are. if rabbits took a ton of Benadryl and made a chastity pact.
Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, Candace Bergen,
wow.
Mary Steenburgen in book club.
You know what? I heard Natalie talking about this on the air. She went and saw it, and she said it was great.
The advanced screening.
Yeah.
And remember, we sent somebody out to L.A. to see the premiere of Book Club. I want to check in with her.
Oh, that's right.
And
yes.
See how everything went in L.A. and if she got to meet anybody while she was out there. We will check in with her. But right now, we do need caller 12 at 816-576-7102 for your chance to play for $102K in
Real Kansas City winners. Never a national contest.
Be caller 12 right now.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for $102K.
Oh, to Warrensburg we go, and Alice. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
Alice, you're caller 12.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, you're now in the running for $102K in May. Now, last year when Jamie from Independence won this, she ended up using it to pay off her mortgage. Do you have any ideas on how you could spend $102,000?
Pay off the house and go on vacation.
Yep. That sounds good.
It's as good of a plan as any, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, Alice, the first step is becoming an instant finalist, and that is you. You are caller 12, so congratulations.
Thanks.
And you are in the pot, the running now for the 102K. So hang on for 1 second, and we're going to get some info, and then we'll do it again in the 9 a.m. hour today.
Sometime between 9 and 10, another shot, and then again this afternoon between 1 and 2.
Looking forward to a good weekend, and then next weekend, a throwback weekend for Memorial Day.
Oh, I love it.
All of your favorite throwbacks from the 80s to now, including some great 90s stuff that you haven't heard in a long time. That's going to be fun.
Settle in for Memorial Day weekend.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Get used to saying the Hy-Vee Arena. The grocery store chain announced it signed a deal to put its name on Kansas City's historic Kemper Arena. Hy-Vee has plans to turn the arena into a nearly $40 million sports facility for adults and teens. Kansas City's Kemper Arena opened in 1974 and has hosted many of the big name events, including hockey and basketball games, that came through the city over the years. What shows stand out to you? What do you remember seeing at Kemper Arena?
NSYNC.
Really?
You did?
I did. I did see, yes. Nickelback.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so many shows that came through town up until the point that Sprint was built.
I remember Cyndi Lauper. And I only got to go for the end. I didn't actually get to go to the show. My sister got to go. But at the end, we went to go pick her up. And back then, it was so lax. Like, you didn't have to have a ticket because it was the end of the show. And we snuck in and saw the last two songs of Cyndi Lauper. Billy Joel, I saw at Kemper Arena.
Mm.
And Creed. Yes, I did, in fact, see Creed at Kemper Arena. I was then pulled over and received multiple tickets on the drive home. Why is that?
That sounds about right.
Not coming to a complete stop at a stop sign, not having proof of insurance.
My God, what were you doing?
What else?
Did you say you got pulled over more than once?
No, it was the same pullover, but I got multiple tickets on the one stop. I ended up fighting those tickets and got out of every single one.
You're like, sir, I just came back from Creed. I should be out of this ticket. I'm good.
Sir, I just listened to Scott Stapp for 2 hours. That alone should,
hey, that
I
was your
get
fault.
Out of this.
So you were pleading insanity is what
you're
saying?
That's exactly right, Joey.
Oh, well, then let me write you. I'll just get you a warning. We'll get you out of here.
My little brother, who was like 14, 15 at the time, really wanted to go. And I'm like, all right, I'll take you to see Creed. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but I do remember, as much as I don't appreciate Creed's music that much, I remember the way Scott Stapp took control of it. Kemper Arena, huge. And I just remember thinking, man, this one man is in control of all of these people right now.
Yeah.
And it was pretty impressive.
I mean, think back to the Kansas City Blades, the Comets when I was a kid. They meant everything to us as soccer players.
Sure.
I got a text from my phone that says Prince.
Oh,
Prince was a Kemper. Yeah. That's right. Yes. Right.
That would have been a great show.
Yeah. A little bit better than Creed.
Oh, from the text line, I saw the Cars for my first concert at Kemper in 1984. That would have been the show to be at.
Sweet.
I did see Kelly Clarkson and Clay Aiken.
Nice. That's a good show.
It was.
I'd see Kelly Clarkson.
I saw the Foo Fighters there. It was absolutely incredible.
Tomorrow, another big event. Prince Charles going to be walking Meghan Markle down the aisle when she marries Prince Harry. Kensington Palace announced that Markle asked her future father-in-law to walk her down the aisle at St. George's Chapel, and he accepted. The announcement comes after the American actress said her father would not be able to attend her wedding and perform the traditional honor because he's recovering from a heart attack and because he's embarrassing. He sold pictures to the paparazzi.
Dude made 150 grr, though. It's not that embarrassing.
150? I mean, that's going to last you a year. You stand good with the royal family, you're set for life. Right. You got to weigh your options. Go long term, son. Long term. Royals riding a 5-game losing streak. They now welcome the first place Yankees to town tonight for the start of a 3-game series. And I love this parrot. A Florida pet owner says his parrot has learned to use Alexa and is driving the family crazy. It's an African gray Congo parrot named Petra. It learned to operate Alexa's Echo smart speaker and uses it to turn the lights off and on and do stuff like in the middle of the night.
Alexa, turn all lights off.
Okay.
Alexa.
That's
Alexa.
A parrot.
Yeah.
All lights off. Alexa, all lights off.
Yeah, all these videos of this parrot. There's even one where it says, Alexa, I love you.
Aww.
That is your 10 items or less for Friday on the show.
Now we would know what my dog would do if my dog could talk.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's the special royal wedding edition of the show with Jen and Truda.
Think
oh, wait, is that right?
In sync. Yes. Truda, Jen, Shaylee, the millennials here, Joey, the producers in the studio as well to play a round of Think in Sync where we try to match up our answers, which is your chance to win tickets to see Shawn Mendes. I wish people could have seen Shaylee just now because right before we went on the air, she seriously started stretching and doing the little twist your body around.
Yeah.
It's a talking game. We don't have
no,
physical action.
No, we've already found. Yeah, Joey and I stretch before this, and we do well.
It gets the blood flowing.
Yeah.
That's how we usually match at least one correct.
See?
Fantastic.
That's the secret.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
We will start with Shaylee and Joey. Try to match your answer here. What is something you see at a wedding? In 3, 2, 1.
Bride?
Flowers.
Ooh, you said flowers. What did you say?
Bride.
Bride.
That was too obvious.
I was thinking that too. But
we should have stretched more.
I know.
All right.
We talked a big game up.
Joey and Truda, name a common wedding venue. In 3, 2, 1.
Church?
Mansion.
Oh, a mansion. Joey says church. Truda says mansion.
Well, obviously, like Longview Mansion is.
Oh, sure.
I work there a lot.
This should all be easy for you, Brian, because you work weddings. You're a DJ.
Right.
All right. Let's see if Truda and Shaylee can match. What's a common number of bridesmaids? Typical number of bridesmaids in 3, 2, 1.
Four.
Wow! Oh. Yes! Look at you! Well done.
I once introduced basically a whole football team.
Seriously?
Seriously? They had like 12.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah, it's quite the production. All right, let's see if we can get one more. Shaylee and Joey, what is a must-have song at a wedding reception? Song everybody requests. I should have given this to Brian, but it's too obvious for him because he does this.
True.
A must-have song at a wedding reception in 3, 2, 1.
Uptown
Shout.
Funk?
Oh, Shout and Uptown Funk. Both good guesses, but not a match. So we got one right, which means line one is the winner of the tickets to see Shawn Mendes. That show is July 19th at Sprint Center. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Who is this?
Jill.
Jill, where are you calling from?
Kansas City.
All right, you got your tickets. They're not even on sale yet, but you've got a pair.
Thank you.
Are you going to be watching the royal wedding tomorrow?
Yes, I can't wait.
What time are you waking up?
I don't know. What time does it start?
Coverage starts at 3:30.
Oh, I won't be up that early.
She's like, I'll make it for the ceremony.
I'm just not going to bed.
DVR.
Yeah, I think probably about 6 a.m. our time is when really things kind of get fired up.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Hold on. Do not go anywhere. There we go. You think they'll be dancing to Uptown Funk at the reception, the royal reception?
I think it'll
be a little more Elton John-esque.
Oh, no. Uptown Funk is going to get all the white people crunk.
That's true. For sure. What's the number, like, 1, 2, 3 songs you get when you're playing a reception? The most requested? I would think. See, I like the old school classics. I want At Last. I want the beautiful.
That's
old.
A pretty good one, right?
Yeah.
I usually get asked for what's hot right now.
Yeah.
Like what's on the top 40 right now. You know.
Like good dance stuff.
Well, you would be surprised.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, there are the people that ask for Linkin Park at A Nice Wedding. And I'm going, really?
Linkin
Dude,
Park
are you serious?
At a wedding?
Yes.
Do you ask that when they say that?
Sometimes I'm like, dude, do you know where we are? Do you know what we're doing right now? Yeah, people are weird. They're
Linkin
strange.
Park, huh?
I really want Limp Bizkit at my wedding reception. Can you play
Nothing says love like
break stuff.
Give me Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah, I'll not strange. Be waking up at 3:30 tomorrow for this. If I'm up, I'll watch it, but it's not going to happen at 3:30. I'm just not going to bed.
Yeah,
I'll just catch it in the reruns. I'll watch it throughout the day.
Reruns?
All day. There's going to be nothing but coverage of this all day Saturday and all day Sunday.
It's not going to be the same.
Yeah. I don't really know.
You've got to watch it with the rest of the world. Come on now.
Or I don't.
All right, well, congrats, Jill. She's going to see Shawn Mendes. Somebody else coming to town, Charlie Puth, on KC 102.1 Now.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Prince's Raspberry Beret. Gonna wear that for the royal wedding tomorrow, perhaps?
I would.
8:46 at KC 102.1 in the show with Jen and Truda for Friday, the 18th of May.
Celebrating birthdays today, country singer George Strait is 66. From Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock, Emmy Award-winning writer and actress Tina Fey turns 48. And on Sunday, award-winning singer and actress Cher turns 72. This weekend's royal wedding will be on TV. NBC is going to begin broadcasting from near Windsor Castle Saturday morning at 3:30 and then air the ceremony in its entirety. Over 23 million Americans are expected to tune in. That would exceed the number who watched Prince William wed Kate Middleton back in 2011.
Man, are you kidding me? They started broadcasting last week.
Yes.
With all this stuff. It's on overload today. It's crazy.
And I love Facebook because it's so split. I have so many people who are like, shut up about the royal wedding. I don't care. Nobody cares. Stop. And then the next post is, I'm so excited for the royal wedding. Everybody's so divided.
Somebody does. Somebody cares.
We're divided here on the show. We are very much. I would say Joey. Yeah. I guess we haven't actually asked Joey his opinion. How do you feel about everything tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'm probably going to either be sleeping or driving here.
Yeah. That's kind of where I'm at. Like, if I'm awake and I happen to flip on the TV, I might catch a minute of it. Otherwise, I got stuff to do.
And we're all about the Markle Sparkle.
Yeah, this is like the Super Bowl right here.
Pretty much.
For British people, this is great.
When you say the Markle Sparkle, you mean the new strain of cannabis that was introduced for the wedding, because that's what it's called.
What?
Yes. There's
no.
There's a new strain of pot called Markle Sparkle.
That's not what I meant.
And from what
That's what you meant.
And it's a guy in Colorado, obviously, that created it. I read today that was her cousin.
Oh
yeah, this girl
scandal.
The poor skeletons in this girl's closet are just getting.
She's just trying to get married, man.
hurry up and get this wedding
right.
done. Come on,
please
let's
make this official.
Let's get these Hoosiers back in the closet.
Can I lock this down quick? Sign the papers. Singer Shawn Mendes said he had a very awkward moment when he got to meet the royal family. He was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he talked about how nervous he was meeting the British royal family when he was asked to perform for the Queen.
I'm in like this backstage area and I'm standing there waiting to go on stage and the queen just walks up next to me and she's standing there and I'm like looking at her and you're not allowed to speak to her unless she speaks to you first. So it was like this very 10 minutes of just awkward silence between me and the queen. She didn't look at me at all. I looked over a couple times and I was like, I probably shouldn't be looking. It was super weird.
She didn't say anything to you?
Nothing.
Not hi or anything?
No. It's just like, I mean, she does it every year. So I'm like, she's like, oh, here again.
But
I don't even know this kid, yeah.
Can you imagine how long that 10 minutes would feel like?
Oh, an eternity.
You're just standing
it
there.
It would not be long enough. If you're standing next to the queen, it'd be amazing.
But my favorite part is that she's a Shawn Mendes fan.
Is she, though? She had no idea who he was, is my guess. And she's
or
like,
she just didn't want to talk to him.
There's a kid standing next to me. I don't know. And you know he doesn't want to move. Like, he's scared to death. And you're like, it's the queen.
Well, she's probably waiting for somebody to come over and whisper in her ear who that is.
Exactly.
Right? Like, this is Shawn Mendes.
Right.
He's a singer.
I just like to picture the queen fangirling a little bit in on the
me
inside.
Too.
Oh, my God. I loved Stitches.
And birthday girl Tina Fey is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live tomorrow. She was just on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, and she was talking about her love of a certain celebrity.
Have you ever heard Alicia Keys give a speech? She's so like smart and so soothing. Her voice, it makes Beyonce sound like Billy Eichner. I'm going to be like, Beyonce, stop yelling at me. Alicia Keys is like, we got to fix the future. It's like, everyone here is a queen. And you're just like,
oh my
you
God.
Just like float like
yeah,
a,
she
on
hypnotizes
a cart.
You.
You get hypnotized.
Faye is going to be hosting SNL tomorrow. Nicki Minaj will be the musical guest.
It's going to be the season finale with Tina Fey there on SNL.
Yes.
Fun. Good stuff.
That's your entertainment news for Friday on the show.
Okay, a bonus play of 102K to wrap up the week here on the show, right? That's coming up after 9 o'clock this morning.
And keep it on all weekend. It's going to be a big text to win weekend if you want to see Poison and Cheap Trick.
All right, we'll be back to play. Here's Pink. Get that party started, Royal Wedding. Fired up right now, right? Get my fascinator.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for 102K.
Hey, Tiffany.
Yes.
Hey, what you doing today?
I'm at work. I am a lunch lady in Park Hill School District.
Oh, excellent. What's for lunch today?
We're having mini chicken sliders, pasta bar, and deli bar.
Sounds good.
Hey, chicken sliders. I like it. We'll be there.
Well, we will let you get back to work, but first we have to tell you, you are caller 12. You're in the running for 102K in May.
I'm so excited. I've been trying forever.
Yes. That would buy a lot of school lunches.
I know, right?
Well, congratulations. You're in the running. Hang on the line.
Okay.
All right, very good. And we have two more chances coming up today to round the week out.
Jackie Lucky will give you a chance between 1 and 2 this afternoon. And then as you're driving home, Natalie Rush will make you a finalist between 5 and 6.
It's going to wrap the show for this week. All of our graduates out there and graduating classes, congratulations to you.
Going to be a big weekend here. It's a text to win weekend if you want to see Poison and Cheap Trick. That show next Friday night. Just be listening all weekend. We'll tell you what word to use to text in for your shot at winning tickets.
And if you're waking up to watch the Royal Wedding tomorrow, well, tweet at your boy because I'll be up. Yep, we can live tweet this sucker. So get at me and we'll have some fun tomorrow.
Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back Monday morning bright and early.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.